Hey everybody, it's Rick Fox, and I want to tell you that if you aren't already registered for Accelerate powered by NetView this April, you are going to miss out on some really exciting announcements. We've got some big reveals, and attendees will get exclusive hands-on access to test drive the latest technology that we are unveiling. Register today at www.netviewaccelerate.com. That's www.netviewaccelerate.com.
Welcome to the Vertafore Insurance Podcast with Rick Fox. We're here to talk about the industry with some of its biggest influencers. From technology, trends, and current events, if it's happening in insurance, you'll hear about it here. Make sure to tune in every week and join in on the conversation with us on social media at Vertafore. And now, here's Rick Fox.
Welcome back to another episode of the Vertafore Insurance Podcast, the VIP. I'm the host, Rick Fox. And it is time for another one of my world-famous insure rants. Today's topic, will robots take my job? So let me dig into this. It's a great topic, and here's why. There's been a lot of talk recently about how automation, AI, machine learning, all of these buzzwords and things are changing everybody's jobs, basically changing everything in the world. As we move forward and technology becomes more and more of an unbelievable force in everything we do in life. So first, I kind of want to talk about it overall, and then I want to tie it into how it impacts us here in this industry, in the insurance industry. So I want to give you a couple of reference points here that are really worth either the read or the watch in this case. First is a book called A World Without Work. And it is, if you are into this kind of thing and you're interested in figuring out whether or not your job or the world itself is going to be taken over by robots, it's a really good read. It's called A World Without Work. And then I really recommend this. HBO and Vice News did a show or did an episode called The Future of Work. And I watched it, and I would recommend it. Again, I would probably listen to all of this first and then watch it, because if you just watch it, it's a little scary. It's kind of like what's going on in the news right now with the coronavirus and everything that's out there in the world. That's, you know, our the elections and the economy and everything. It can all be sensationalized. Not that any of those things aren't real, and not that any of those things aren't something we should be paying attention to. But if you watch this show, it you can very quickly get to a point. Let me give you an example. The first segment is on long-haul truckers. And they have a truck that literally goes 90 miles without has a driver sitting there, but he doesn't touch anything. And so then they start talking to these truckers who are either business owners because they have their own truck, or one guy who had a bunch of trucks. And it's pretty scary to think that at some point here, with the way things have, to think about where we were 10 years ago, 20 years ago, where we might be in 5, 10, 20 years from now, and we could just see trucks running around on the freeways without any drivers in them. And that's an entire workforce that no longer has a job and is out looking for something else, or hoping that some of the truck companies still don't have this robot mentality, this artificial automation that allows these trucks to drive. So you watch that and you think, okay, yikes, that's pretty heavy stuff. The other one was a fast food segment, a company called Cali Burgers, and they use robots for all of their cooking. You order on a touch screen, the robots do the preparing and the food comes out. I'm not sure if that's a viable long-term solution, but what does it do? It eliminates jobs. It eliminates that person, entry-level, fast food. I luckily worked in restaurants and not fast food, but had a ton of friends their first jobs in high school that were at fast food restaurants. Those jobs were all eliminated. That changes quite a bit of the dynamic of where you go to get that first paycheck when you're, you know, in your teens. So again, something that was eliminating and removing the human element and using robots or artificial intelligence or whatever you want to call it, machine learning, to eliminate jobs. Another one was Amazon. Amazon has got, they show in the video, again, it's called The Future of Work. It's an HBO Vice News collab. And if you don't have HBO or you can't find it on your DirecTV, go to YouTube and Google, or, you know, search it in YouTube and you can find it. It's funny that I said Google it on YouTube because Google owns YouTube. Anyway. And then the other one was that I watched was the Amazon one. And they don't call them robots, they call them cobots. And it is not eliminating all of the jobs. There's still people that are sort of monitoring and doing that. But think about what a large business, you've heard me mention Amazon is a way people live today. Think about all those centers and plants and factories and warehouses that they do, all of the things that go along with Amazon and the jobs that could be in or at risk or in peril if we just let the robots take over. So here's the thing. I'd say the consensus is that it's highly likely that a lot of jobs that exist today can be fully automated away in the future. I mean, taken away from the job force. But let's tie that directly to us, okay? That was sort of my high-level rant on robots. I just keep using robots, but you know what I mean. The invasion of artificial intelligence, machine learning, the exclusion of humans in what used to be the way we lived our lives or did business. Again, the truckers, the fast food, even things like Amazon in their warehouses, things like that. Okay, let me tie this into our world. Okay, so let's start with what areas of our industry can be automated. Now, actually, let me back up. So everything I just talked about was the elimination of jobs, eliminating workforces. What's great about insurance is I don't think that all of the things we're talking about here, again, let me repeat them, robots, AI, machine learning, all of that, that influx of technology, I don't think that we are at risk in our industry of the elimination of jobs. I think the beauty of this and where this started maybe with a little negative turn becomes extremely positive is that I believe that those things that I'm talking about enhance and improve jobs in our industry. You've all heard me talk about embracing technology, and I think this is right along the lines of that. And as we look at the difference between eliminating jobs and enhancing jobs here in the insurance space, all of this new technology is a chance to enhance and improve your job. And so if we embrace that technology, we can make for a better, not only a journey or an experience for our customers, but a journey or experience for ourselves or our employees. If you're an agency principal, if you're working at a carrier and manage people, and we can start using more and more technology and those types of technologies that I'm talking about, do I think that obviously things can be automated to the point where jobs can be not eliminated, but maybe hiring slows down or things like, yes. But for the most part, technology is something we need to embrace because I think it improves the jobs, it improves the journey, it improves the experience that we have. But let's talk about how that works. So number one, you know, what parts of our industry can we affect the most with technology? Or can we automate to take the work off of our people so that they can focus on insurance things, not busy work, not paper moving, if you know what I mean. So things that I think like claims is the first thing that pops into my mind. There are so many avenues or areas of claims that we can effectively automate so that if we're using, you know, robotics, if we're using AI, we're doing these things. And here's a good article. So there's an article on www.insurancethoughtleadership.com. The article is How Robotics Will Transform Claims. I know I'm giving you a lot of references for content today, but they're all really, really good either reads or watches in regards to this. This area that we're talking about today, it's big. This is the way of the future. This is the way of today. And so for me, claims is the number one thing. Like we should be able to add process, add change, add machine learning in a way that we can streamline and affect the claims process. We still need people involved in that, but yes, we can change. And then within an agency, it's just, to me, it's just busy work. How do I get rid of some of my busy work? And I let technology start doing that for me. So really embracing that. And some of today's best technologies are already using things like artificial intelligence, machine learning, not as much robotics because that's a lot has to do with things that move and things that can be maneuvered instead. But those are the things that are really affecting our ability to get better at our jobs. And when I say affecting, I mean a positive way. So you've heard me say it. I'm going to say it one more time, but embrace technology and then let all of this great changes that are these great changes that are happening enhance your experience as an owner of an agency, as an underwriter at a carrier, as a CSR at a large, you know, or independent agency, whatever it takes. Know what that means. If you're in a position of power, whether that be an owner, a manager, something, those I've given you three content pieces that are great, great informational pieces. So again, it's the www.insurance.leadership.com, how robotics will transform claims. It's the book, A World Without Work. It is the, and when I found it, I went to YouTube and found the HBO and Vice News clip. It's about an hour long, called The Future of Work. And that, again, that was the one where it's a little bit sensationalized. Not in it, I don't mean that negatively, but again, it's truck drivers, fast food, Amazon, manufacturing areas. Those things are at much more risk than we are in this very, very stable industry. I said this the other day on an internal video that I did. The term insure tech is something that everybody uses. And it simply put, it's the combination of insurance and technology. And the reason that I believe when we talk about the things we're talking about today, how important that word is because it's taking two things that are sort of opposing ways of movement. And what I mean is insurance is one of the most stable, strong, foundationally powerful industries that we know. Insurance, it's been around forever, it'll be around forever. And technology is moving at such a fast pace. I mean, we're going to record this podcast. By the time we put it out for you to listen to, something will have changed. Technology is moving at light speed. So when you say insurance and technology or insure tech, you're combining two really, really, really important things and really impactful in the way that it's done, because insurance isn't going anywhere and technology is going everywhere. So you put those together and you get this incredible, I guess, synergy between the two that means companies like mine, like Vertifor, or any of these, you know, great insurtech companies that are out there, or even things that some of the carriers are doing and leveraging robots, leveraging AI, leveraging, you know, even a robot. The most use of a robot we have nowadays is chatbots. Those are available on websites. That's a robot, right? That's put in there as a form of a robot. So I believe that we are in a great place as an industry. Let me ask this. I'm going to ask the question. I'm going to answer it. What can we do, or should we do now, to position ourselves or our companies for success as automation becomes more common and more rightly ingrained in what we do every single day? And the answer is learn. The answer is go read, go watch that video that I mentioned. Get the information so you're at the forefront of that movement. This is a movement. Things aren't going back to the way they were. We aren't going to end up with paper files on our desks again and rotary dial telephones. Everything has changed, and we have a lot of people in this industry. I was at a conference last week, and I went back to my room at night, and I was just kind of smiling because I had talked to so many people that day that were ready for the change, that were already making changes to move to the next level. And I think what happens is we still do have a lot of people in this industry that need to listen to this rant. They need to listen to people that are going to tell them what those changes are, that those changes, one, are coming, two, have an incredible impact, and three, if you don't change with it, you put yourself at a distinct disadvantage with your competition, whether that's, again, whether you're an agency, whether you're a carrier, whether you're an insurtech company. You must be prepared for the changes, and knowledge and learning is where that starts. So when I look at that, I really think about it as robots are not going to take our jobs. They're going to enhance our jobs. Artificial intelligence is already at play in everything you do. Again, I'm using an example I've used, but it's the best one I can always come back to is Netflix. Good example. The artificial intelligence in Netflix behind the scenes is telling you, since you watched whatever, you would also probably like, and then gives you a list. That's the kind of stuff that's happening now. I want to see our industry change to that way of thinking, to the things that even my company's doing now, where it's, if you're a commercial customer and you have this coverage, it makes the most sense for you to have this, this, and this. And that, some of that is common sense. Some of that is really good data-driven information. So I would say, are we going to lose our jobs? No. Are we in an incredible era of insurance and a bunch of changes that are happening at light speed? Yes. Take advantage of information and knowledge and learn what you can and be ready to move forward. That's my rant for today. As I always say, please subscribe. Please go out and follow or connect with me on LinkedIn. Send me some direct messages. I get great ones every day. People love the podcast. It warms my heart when they can take stuff from this, from either the rants or from my interviews, and take it back to their day and make them a little bit more successful in what they do, or just a little more efficient, or whatever that is. So make sure to connect with me on LinkedIn. Send me direct messages. If you have a topic for a rant or a guest that I just absolutely need to have on the show, make sure to let me know on that. Subscribe to the episodes, or subscribe to the VIP on Apple or Google or Spotify or wherever you get your podcasts. And we will see you next week. Thanks, everybody.
Thank you for listening to the Vertafore Insurance Podcast, and tune in next Thursday for a brand new episode. You can find more episodes at vertafore.com under the Resources tab or wherever you get your podcasts. Make sure you subscribe, and if you enjoyed this episode, share it on social and spread the word. Don't forget to join in on the conversation and recommend future guests by messaging us at Vertafore.